Well, hello, hello. Okay, so I'm not in my living room in the Basque Country. I'm in a little conference room in London at a hotel. And Mimi and I have been here since Monday. And we came invited by some good friends from our home church, Jeff and Jay Moore. We met them back in year 2000 when we joined Berean and that ministry and met tons of people and made a huge number of wonderful friends. And they're some of our Delta employees, Delta pilot friends. And so we've had good friendships through the years and we haven't been able to get together. There've been a lot of grandchildren in between our last getaway together, like a cumulative of about 16 or 17 grandchildren between the two couples. And so that has sort of eclipsed some things. Anyway, so we've gotten back together and they invited us to join them here in London for a few days. And so we are absolutely enjoying it. And let's see, the first day, Monday, we arrived. They had already gotten in the day before and we did, what was it? 20-some thousand steps, which was, oh my, forget now, that's about almost 20 kilometers from me, so that's about 12 miles or so walking, so we got a lot of, and we've just had a great time with them, so wonderful friends, and we just have a blast together. So, yeah, a bit of a change of scenery here in London. The weather is very consistent. It's either raining, or it just rained, or it's about to rain. One of those three. It's almost snowed while we get here. So anyway, so the picture there is from last night. We walk around and find a place to have supper and continue to talk. So that's good. So Sunday services went very, very well. We had a good crowd. It wasn't crammed like it has been. Had a number of sick people and a few out as well. We had great services. And one of our men did a combined adult first session on the local church. It was an excellent study. And then I continued in the main service on the kingdom and the eternal glory series. So, yeah, that was a great Sunday. But then Mimi and I took off in the afternoon and evening for Bilbao. And let's see, the next thing I have on here is, oh yes, you saw the pictures. I was able to give those books and the chocolate bar, which I don't know why, it wasn't on purpose, but I covered the chocolate bar up with the book, so couldn't even see the chocolate bar, but it was good. And so I went there. Of course, none of those three saints, the doctor and nurses, weren't there, but there were a few others, and they were, even though it wasn't for them, they seemed to be as grateful as anyone for us, for me to, you know, come by and say thanks and drop off a gift bag for each of the those other doctors. So they were very, I'd imagine not many people, most people maybe come in with complaints, I guess, I don't know. But so I trusted the two books, one on Life of Nicodemus, the Gospel, and the other is the Gospel of John that we published with some Bible study helps, that they will read them. The one nurse definitely promised to, and that the Lord will use His word. So then, let's see, we have the apologetics retreat coming up next week, and appreciate your prayers for that as I prepare my sessions. We have a total of about 7 sessions in a matter of 36 hours. It's a very brief little retreat, but we're just teaching on various different subjects, all to sort of fortify or bolster the faith of the believers in the Word of God, in the rationality and reasonability of our faith, and just, you know, there's a lot of accusations and a lot of arguments against the Bible, and the vast majority of them are complete superficial fluff, but they sound imposing and they scare believers. And so we're just offering them, you know, arguments and facts, archaeology and whatever, to just show, hey, there's nothing crazy about believing in the Lord Jesus, apart from the, of course, the personal witness of the Holy Spirit in everyone who believes, but this is, we have good reasons for believing what we believe. So, appreciate your prayers. Jeff and Jay are going to have to leave early just because of the way their flight situation is. So, Mimi and I are actually going to be here an extra day or two by ourselves. So, that means I'm going to be able to really focus in on getting ready for that retreat next week. And let's see. Oh, yes, I sent you a link to the last episode on loving God with all your mind. And I hope you have somewhere along the line 20 minutes to listen to that. Mainly because if you know of anyone who is going through one of those why times, when nothing makes sense, life is either seems to be imploding or circumstances are crashing in on every side and can't make heads or tails of anything that's happening, and it's painful and it's scary and all of that. If you know of anybody like that, well, this is a brief, quick study from the book of Job, and I believe it'll be an encouragement. So maybe you could forward that on to someone who could really use it. So appreciate that. I'll send that link. And then for closing media this time, I'm going to send a video, not a link, but a video clip of our singing on Sunday. At the end of the message, I usually stay up and direct the last song. And so one of our ladies got a piece of our last singing. And yeah, it's just a great thing to sing with God's people. Praises and gratitude and all that we have to celebrate in the Lord. So hope you enjoy it and appreciate your prayers and your communication, and look forward to continuing our communication next week, which will be right before our retreat. Okay, that's it, I believe. God bless you. Have a great week.